it is 1 minute past 11 a.m. You do have it tuned to KBOO Portland. Coming right up is Disability Awareness with host Grace Reed. She spotlights PHC Northwest Beyond Limitations. And then stay tuned at 11:30 for Health and Healthcare Forum with host Roberta Hall, who will speak with Dr. Martin Donahue about some of the health and environmental consequences associated with growing genetically modified crops.
Mass incarceration is the barometer, the indicator of mass injustice in a society. PPs are those in every land, throughout every era, who were in prison for fighting mass injustice. It is no different today regarding mass incarceration of PPs in the U.S. They must be freed.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Poetic Hip Hop Day of Action for former Black Panther and political prisoner Soon Diata Akoli on Monday, September 22nd at Anjoni Restaurant in Portland. There will be a writing workshop from 5 to 6 p.m. and a poetry reading open mic from 7 to 8:30 p.m. based on Soon Diata's writing prompt. Featured speakers include Rochelle Radizi Hart, Black Butterfly, Walida Imarisha, Ajamu Umi, and more. Again, that's the Portland Poetic Hip Hop Day of Action for Soon Diata Akoli on Monday, September 22nd at Anjoni Restaurant, 910 North Killingsworth Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Lent's International Farmers Market, a program of Zengu Farm, every Sunday through October at Southeast 92nd and Foster from 10 to 3. Lent's Farmers Market offers the Food Scouts Farmer Market Club for kids, a community table, cooking demonstrations, and live music. More at lentsfarmersmarket.org. And by Portland Eye Care, a Southeast Portland optometrist providing eye exams, contact lenses, and medical eye care, as well as eyewear from independent designers. Portland Eye Care is located at 41st and Southeast Division Street in Portland and online at eyepdx.com.
Hi, welcome to Disability Awareness. I'm Grace Eagle Reed, and we have four guests today. Three mics, me, Bolivrigon here, and this is exciting. So we have Abilities in Motion, and I'm going to start with Victoria Kearns. You're the first contact person. You're the PR for this, are you?
I am public relations for the Portland Rehabilitation Center, which is the organization that hosts the Abilities in Motion on behalf of the Connecting Communities Coalition.
Cool.
So Connecting Communities Coalition is a project of the Portland Rehabilitation Center, and they're the ones that, we are the ones that put on this Abilities in Motion, which is our annual event.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, it is an event for the coalition, and it is open to the public. It is a sort of a celebration of the recreational activities, sporting events, fitness events that are going on in the community for people with disabilities.
And so how about if we introduce the rest of our guests? And we're gonna switch earphones here, I think. And what is your name?
My name's Amethyst Lines, and I am a dragon boater with a team called Blind Ambition, the first blind dragon boat team in America.
Oh, I've seen the dragon boats. Oh, to be on one. Thank you, darling. And we have?
My name is Nicole Sharon. I'm the disability coordinator for the City of Portland. And actually, the CCC event comes initially from an event we started at the city called the Making a Difference Awards, where we gave awards to people in the Portland community who we really felt were making a difference and contributing to the independence and the celebration of people with disabilities. And in 2008, PHC and the CCC took over the event and just created a larger, bigger event to bring more people in and really not just acknowledge people through the awards, but also celebrate the community as a whole.
Yeah. We have a disability coordinator for the city of Portland. Didn't know it. And we know each other from PSU.
That's right.
We would pass each other like ships in the night while we were getting our degrees over at PSU together. Good seeing you again.
Yeah.
And?
My name is Therese McLean, and I am the Director of Contracts and Public Relations for Portland Habilitation Center, or PHC Northwest. And I met Nicole, actually, back in 2006 through the Making a Difference Awards, and since then she and I have been friends and very much connected. And a little bit of history on the connecting communities. As Nicole mentioned, it actually started from the Making a Difference Awards. And in 2009, just through the connection that I've made through the disability community, connected with them, individuals, organizations, the city of Portland, decided that, you know, we really needed to get together as a community, embrace each other, and create this event in celebration of the ADA, and that was in October. So in reality, there was no coalition yet until after the first event of Connecting Communities.
And what time frame was that again?
That was in 2008 when we started getting together to create the Connecting Communities event.
All right.
And right after the event of October 2009, that catapulted the Connecting Communities Coalition.
Well, this is exciting. I didn't know an awful lot about some of the things that were going on. So this is the whole idea of the disability awareness. So why don't we elaborate now? We've gone around and introduced everybody. Victoria, elaborate what dates, times, events, people, places, things open to the public, where?
Okay. First of all, it's an exciting program, and as I said before, it's open to the public. Free food, free beverage.
Oh, that'll do it.
It is on Tuesday, October 14th, from 5:30 to 7:30. It's at the Doubletree Hotel, Lloyd Center. And our feature for the evening, it's very exciting. It's David Wagner. He is a Paralympian wheelchair tennis player. He has been number one in quad singles and quad doubles in the world. So we're very honored to have him. He's a young guy and an awesome, awesome wheelchair.
You got a big celeb there, didn't you?
Very much, yeah. As I said, we're very honored to have him. Mm-hmm. He is from Hillsboro, so he has a little bit of that hometown feeling mm-hmm. to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hillsboro, everybody come out and cheer on your brother there,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Our MC for the evening is John Williams, and he is the founder of Wheelchair Destinations. He's a radio personality and a very fun guy himself. We also have a couple video presentations that night from Blind Ambitions Dragon Races, and you'd heard from Amethyst a moment ago about that. And we also have Oregon Disability Sports and Adventures Without Limits. That there are going to be a couple videos, and they're very exciting. And then we have the City of Portland's Making a Difference Awards, the presentations by Mayor Charlie Hales and Nicole. So, and a couple presentations about our Leadership Academy, and that sounds like it.
Wow. So while you're on, Victoria, why don't you give a website and phone numbers people can reach to be able to call whomever and get information so they can prepare. And what is the date again on this?
This is October 14th. It's a Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Doubletree Hotel in Lloyd Center. I would say the best place to contact us is to simply call us, 503-261-1266, extension 187.
Go ahead and repeat that.
It's 503-261-1266, extension 187.
Wow. So, thank you, Victoria. And so that's the event October the 14th for anybody that wants to come to that. So you should, how large an audience?
We usually have about 400 to 500 people who come.
Oh, wow, that is nice. So you've got capacity for at least
We have capacity. I would say it would be great if you could call and make a reservation with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good. All right, people. You got your marching orders now. So what I would like to know is what's it like to be a blind? May I say you're blind?
Well, I am by definition legally blind, 2200 or less.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
And so you are a dragon boat racer.
Yes.
Wow. More. What's it like? What do you do there? How do you? That takes a lot of preparation.
Yeah, we practice about 3 times a week. Right now we're in the off season, so we've gone down to once a week. But during the season, it's 3 times a week for about an hour, and you know, it's endurance. We're sitting there paddling through the water. Coach is a bit sadistic, and I say that in the most loving terms possible.
Yes, I've seen those guys up there. Go.
Yeah, but, you know, we do endurance race pieces, timing, and it's not enough to just paddle in the water. You have to be doing something. You know, you have to be fit to play sports. Like, I do yoga. I walk a lot. I'm actually wanting to do Portland to Coast this next year, but that's another story.
Wow, cool.
And it's a lot of commitment and, like you said, a lot of preparation.
That is wonderful. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I started in 2007. I started with Blind Ambition, literally ran into them at the fitness center downtown. And I was paddling with them for a few years until I went to college, and then I was paddling with my university's team, Portland State. I took 2 years off because I was in Japan, and now I'm back with Blind Ambition, so... I guess technically it's 2014, so like 7 or 8 years minus the 2 I took off. So, yeah, I've been a dragon boater for 7 years.
And the coordination that, you know, I just look upon them from the platform up above as you're doing the races. And the platform or the coordination of the team is amazing. So there's got to be a lot of – that's a whole unity thing, isn't it?
Yeah, as a blind paddler, I mean, I use my sight when I'm able to, but, you know, when it's dark out or when the sun is glaring in my face, then that's kind of hard. So I use my sense of hearing. You know, sometimes the caller will, the coach will count, and you put your paddle in the water on the count. Mm-hmm. I go by that, or I go by the sound of the boat. And also, you can feel, like you can feel when somebody's out of time.
Oh my. Yeah. Is that for everybody or just because your other senses are on more so?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be sighted. And I have to tell you, I've paddled with sighted teams, and you know, there's different drills and things for every team. you know, to get better. And the sighted teams, one of the drills they do is, okay, everybody close your eyes. And I'm not one to brag about my own timing, but, you know, when it comes to things, closing my eyes, like, I've got a little more experience with that. So
yeah, everybody that's disabled will come up with thoughts about that. You know, the disabled aren't as disabled as one thinks they are, right? I know that other parts of the body or other parts of the brain and so on and comes on,
yes,
depending
definitely.
On your disability.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So look at those muscles. Wow. She says, thank you so much. And we'll just keep going around. And tell us a little bit about city involvement with
sure.
Disability issues.
So, like I said, we started the Making a Difference Award in 2006. And initially the award started out as a blanket. We would send out nominations to everyone. We'd ask people to send in nominations. And at that time, I had a committee who has since become the Portland Commission on Disability, who ended up being kind of the selection committee of the nominations. And then we would give out the awards. I think the first awards we gave out, there were 17 of them. And if you've ever attended an awards event with 17 awards, you know that it's not very entertaining. So while I think people enjoyed receiving the awards, I don't know that everyone had such a great time attending the event. And since we've kind of combined the event with the larger celebration, we actually only give out 4 awards now. And in some ways, I think that is... it's really acknowledging those who are outstanding. And we're trying something a little different this year. This is the first year that we are designating the awards based on the theme of the event. So in past years, we kind of opened it up to anywhere from self-advocates to businesses who were great employers of people with disabilities, to city partners who were really going out of their way to work with people with disabilities. And we thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if we kind of combined the awards with the theme of the event, recognizing that this year we're really kind of highlighting sports and recreation and disability. So let's award those people who are really making a difference in the lives of people with disability by promoting recreation, by creating adaptive sports, creating adaptive sport equipment, all of these things that really help people with disabilities live the lives that everyone else is.
Yeah.
Because really, disability is more about having a barrier. It's a social barrier.
Yes.
It's not necessarily this medical model that people tend to look at it in.
Yeah, actually, addressing more of that is kind of where I wanted to go with the rest of the show because, and I will get, I know you have a comment because I can see it in your eyes, but I know for me, there's ageism. I have MS, I'm in a scooter most of the time, but I also walk with a walker. And if it weren't for my lovely friend Laura, who drags me over here, I don't drive, and it's TriMet bus, forget that. It's very, very difficult for me to get from point A to point B unless I have friends that come and cart my behind from one point A to point B, you know. And but overcoming all of that is just a big deal. So I see that struggle. And Portland isn't necessarily the most accessible city in the world either. I've noticed that. A lot of places don't have handicap doors. A lot of places that are, you know, big companies, and they don't have handicap doors, including banks, places like this. And so there's a real ridiculous restriction on a lot of the movement that goes on. So that's my own personal experience, and I'm pretty sure every handicapped person probably experiences some of that, depending on where you live. We even have, if you get a little bit outside of Portland, the ramps disappear. There aren't even any. So we have a lot of work to do here. in Portland.
We do. And I will say, though, coming from the East Coast, Portland is actually a lot better than a lot of cities out there. Mm-hmm. And the transportation, while, you know, it doesn't work for everyone, the truth is it's better here than it is mm-hmm. in most places. And we have lots of options. You know, along with TriMet, we have organizations like Ride Connections that will give people rides. You know, I hear you, and I know that people struggle. But mm-hmm. as a chair user myself, and someone who mm-hmm. Grew up in New York and couldn't ride the subway unless I was going to Madison, there is one subway stop that you can go, and you can go from Grand Central to Madison Square, and there's an elevator. Everything else, no. So I appreciate Portland's accessibility.
So I got to up my game a little bit, don't I? We'll get together and get an appreciation session going on.
Okay, you got it.
No, and that wasn't actually meant to slam anything, but we always have work to do.
Absolutely.
Around disability issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I really admire people that I've seen you for years, you know, and it's the business of not feeling like you're inferior, and I know there's an awful lot of people that cave into that.
Absolutely.
Especially older people. Mm-hmm. I'm in that older realm, and I see a lot of elders that just cave in, and they kind of cave bear in their apartments, and then they go to Meals on Wheels, and then they come back, and it's pretty sad. So I try to say, get out there.
I think one of the hardest things, you know, I've always been disabled, and so mm-hmm. I haven't known anything else, but I think people who come into their disability, mm-hmm. especially when they come into it mm-hmm. later in life, they're not really identifying themselves as people with disabilities. They're not identifying themselves as part of this community. And that's really why we have this event, because we are a culture, we are a community of people. And the more people with disabilities can kind of see themselves a part of that larger group, hopefully they won't feel as isolated. Hopefully they will meet people like them who can serve as models of independent to say, you know what, it never occurred to me that I could, you know, be in a wheelchair later in life, but I see you in a wheelchair and you're doing fine. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's mm-hmm. hope for me too.
Oh, yeah. We just had a caller that said, took great issue with me. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to slam Lyft. Lyft is wonderful. Okay. And she said, it worked very well for her. So yeah. The Lyft program.
And
the
that's
Lyft
TriMet. Program. TriMet
that's
has TriMet a paratransit.
TriMet Lyft. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It did for me many times too, but I have, well, everybody has an issue, right? You have some comments I can see. Just go for it.
I'm going for it, yes. Well, this event really is a way for the disability community and the community at large to just get together and celebrate each other. Disability, after all, is not just limited to the disability community. At one point in our lives, we will be touched by disability. You know, whether you're born with it or you get into an accident, or you're, you know, a family member of somebody with a disability. I really encourage people to come in and join that very important event, and in celebration of the Disability Awareness Month, which is October. As Vicky mentioned, 400 or 500 people attend. And we do a pretty good job in getting together with individuals in other disability organizations. It's all about partnership to make this event successful. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have our wonderful sponsors. You know, nothing would be free without them. So we'd like to thank them, of course.
Can you mention your sponsors?
Yeah. Some of our sponsors are Northwest Bank, SAFE, Ferguson and Wellman, Portland Habilitation Center, The Standard, Bliss Insurance, Performance Mobility, the Office of Folk Rehab, Commission for the Blind, Baron Liebman, Capital Pacific Bank, BCI Group, Port of Portland, TriMet, EID Passport, Keen Mobility, Comcast, and of course, City of Portland.
That's a lot of support.
Yeah, that
isn't
is
that,
a lot
isn't
of support.
Cool. That is amazing.
And
that's amazing.
They keep on coming back every year.
That's good. That's really good. So we have a tremendous amount of support here and on disability issues. And since it's this is Disability Awareness Show, I'll try to bring a remote over and do some broadcasting over there. I've got to check out the remote equipment. But I'll try to come over, and maybe I could sit at a table or something, and, you know, and get some remote broadcasting going on. So we have actually, you know, we have quite a bit of time. So who would like to jump in and talk a little bit more in depth about what we have just set up here?
Well, this year, really focusing on sports and recreation was very exciting for all of us, because I think too often when we're talking about disability awareness, we focus on rights and, you know, things like that, which are good and we need to. And I think as a community, we are such third-class citizens that we do need to focus a lot of our time and energy on that. But there's a whole world of recreation out there. And I think that for a lot of people with disabilities, they don't think that's available to them anymore, especially if they come into a disability later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was interesting. About 3 years ago, I went to my first Portland Pounders game, and they are a wheelchair rugby team. And the most amazing thing to me was the little kids that were there watching the game were just filled with awe and inspiration, and not because these guys were in wheelchairs playing rugby, but because they were just amazing athletes. You know, these were little kids under the age of 7 who it didn't occur to them like, oh, wow, that guy in a wheelchair is doing sports. It was just, wow, look at how amazing that athlete was.
Isn't that? Yeah, exactly. So this is what your Abilities in Motion program is about. Victoria, why don't you close us out with giving the information again, because we've got about 2 minutes here. And this is exciting, and I've learned a lot, and I'll get myself over there with a remote, and we'll do some broadcasting on site.
Okay. First, I just wanted to say one thing I don't think we've mentioned is the Connecting Communities Coalition is the only organization in Portland that brings all the disability organizations together around a shared theme. So that's something that makes us a little bit unique. Mm-hmm. And then as a coalition, which I'm not sure how many there are of us, but probably close to about 100, as a coalition, we put together this annual event. And this year's theme, as we said, is on recreation, sports, and fitness. The event, again, is on Tuesday, October 14th. It's at the Doubletree at Lloyd Center, from 5:30 to 7:30. It's a free event. And our featured guest is David Wagner, who is a Paralympian wheelchair tennis player. And it would be great if anybody who wanted to attend would just give us a shout, let us know you're coming. And again, you could contact us on our phone, but you could also go on the website, cccoalition.org.
Thank you so much, and thanks, listeners. Let's all meet over there. We'll be there soon. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
September 23rd is National Voter Registration Day. KABU is a co-sponsor of the Bus Project's partnership with the national effort to register voters before Election Day this November. Starting in 2012, National Voter Registration Day is designed to create an annual moment when the entire nation focuses on registering Americans to exercise their right to vote. On September 23rd, the Bus Project will have their signature bus parked in Pioneer Square and host a day filled with guest speakers, games, and prizes. More information, including how to volunteer with the Bus Project, may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand column of our homepage under Community Events.
Welcome to the Health and Healthcare Forum. I'm Roberta Hall. Our series on health and healthcare features conversations about diverse health concerns. I enjoy these conversations, and I hope you do too.